The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
That's you.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Fest, Fred's, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sound Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Triple beam up, this is fish scale. I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo, bang. Remember you, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else but dealt. Walk through the woods, then stomp on your foot. I take out any comp in the hood. Gorilla impact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your Air Max. Bounce, cocking it back, but where that? Bounce, I got a six pack of Heineken and big cap on the wheels and two laps. I give Stella her groove back.
My middle name must be That Shoe.
Cause every time I walk by, I be like,
I'll be that. I'll be that. I'll be that. I'll be that.
My first name must be He Ain't Shit. Cause every time I'm in a car, I be like, He Ain't Shit.
I'll be that. I'll be that. I'll be that.
Yo, I heard the party going on in there. Yeah. Well, let me shake my snake and in there. Yeah. Soon as I walk in, dogs are barking. Haters play the back. I stay in front like handicap parking. Starting arsons from Jersey to Arkin. Saw me coughing out that dread apartment. Roll up to the jam with the front end bender. Watch them chickens won't end up getting salmonella. I'm ghetto like D and D. With D, you be on band.
You got it logged and loaded to the Monday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. I know normally be chiming on Mondays with Roscoe Thompson and Abaco, but I can tell you now Roscoe is out and about inspecting. Thank God all the fires seem to be under control down there in Abaco, but obviously you got to check each settlement, make sure everything is in order. So I know he's doing his due diligence today. He'll join us again next week. All right, but we're going to open up the lines today, so it's going to be a good thing because we got lots to talk about. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I say, we got lots to talk about, including the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by the Fine Threads. Davis tells PLP to get PM says Pinthard is just an actor who has never had a real job. Is an actor who never had a real job. Mr. Davis, I'm a comedian and I had a real job for 27 years. What the hell do you mean that ain't no real job? I mean, people could look at you and say, hey, you're just a lawyer who's never been a real MP or PM based on your track record. I mean, if you want to go there. I mean, you are right with me, Mr. Davis, especially when it comes to baseball. But careful how you bark up on the artists, you know. What you mean that's not a real job? What about some of these not real jobs you're giving to your cronies and label them as consultants? You gonna talk that? I mean, look at your constituency. Have you done a real job in Cat Island for 30 years? Have you? Really? Anyhow, we can get back to this. $120 million for Grand Lucayan. Government fails to say when money will be received. So that ain't really no sale. You can get $120 million and they give it to you. Hey, They ain't give it to you up front. They ain't give you no deposit. But you could turn up there saying, give you another chance, say, for another 5 years, and what'd we get? You signed a heads-up agreement on Thursday of last week. Now, the interesting question is, it's $120 million. When we getting $120 million? Bahamas Limited, a Bahamian subsidiary of Concord Wilshire Capital, who is Ancient Waters Limited? I mean, we got lots to talk about. Anyway, we can touch on this in the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. Trust me, you got to get in on depth on this. FNM wants more details on Grand Lucayan deal as well as everybody else around the nation. Man denies threatening to beat up pastor. A social media commentary who allegedly threatened to kick down a pastor's door and beat him was charged with threats of harm on Friday. Man, Juggy, man, Omar didn't carry on that bad, man. At least in the video I saw. I mean, you should be more worried about the allegations hurled against the imposters in the videos than the man. Anyhow, that's just the front page. Let's check the gas tracker. Rubis 540, Shell 546, SO 555. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be talking all the front page stories and more as we get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, May 19th, the talk edition of Talking Heads. That's how we act when we team up. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, who got the key to my beamer? Jack Mood, that's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up. This is Fish Scale. I belled out
the... Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and...
Stop loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road, with your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. again from the island that gives you minced mutton, okra soup, and of course flour cake and rake and scrape. It's the 26th annual Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival in beautiful Otterstown, Cat Island, June 6th through 8th. We have acts such as Veronica Bishop.
He come here with the hands swinging.
Gino D. Stilito. Cupid. And of course, our very own down home guys like Lassido and the Boys.
I don't like no rigging and scraping in here.
Ophi and the Websites, and like much no more in beautiful Otterstown, Cat Island. June 6th through 8th. See you there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Rip, I got you on the Monday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads. And we right into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And let me just jump right in and let me check the text lines. Naughty, what if Archer threatened a woman, your wife, your daughter, your sister? Would you still say those comments aren't that bad? We are all worried about violence against women and could care less against violence against men, right? What again about the violence against children that these pastors have accused of doing? So, you know, and I see why they have you labeled, all right? Because every day you jump in here and you like to send what I call inflammatory texts. Texts that won't get people fired up off the beaten path. You mean to go contrary to the obvious. I saw the video in question. I didn't see the commentary to be that, you know, over the top. But that's for how you take it, and that's fine. And this is where, you know, your hypocrisy and your idiocy text up. And you know I know who you are. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Okay? Spare me. If you want to text with a sensible text, text. That's fine. Stop trying to stir the pot and get people incited off foolishness. I have spoken on numerous occasions about the loss of life between our males between 18 and 35 that I've called it genocide, because we've killed generations of Bahamian men. And if we keep doing that, we won't be Bahamian in the long run, because we won't have no more Bahamian males to reproduce. So I suggest you get a Q-tip, clean your ears, texter, get that big sugar daddy of wax out so you could hear the show properly. Or take this kind of inflammatory BS elsewhere, because quite frankly, your contributions are never one with a solution. It's just to stir the pot. Okay? Or maybe you should go try to get that Caitlin Clark rookie card. All right? And then when you man it up a little bit and we'll have a serious objective conversation, then text me. But stop trying to stir the pot every day. Okay? Because I speak about violence against men in this country as well. But the fact that, and I see why they label you misogynist, because, yeah, you could care less about what happens to women in this country. And every time I talk about defending women, you have a problem. Maybe that's part of the problem with our country overall at this stage in 2025. Huh? Anyway, make sure your next one is a sensible one. I ain't entertaining your foolishness no more. Take that elsewhere. Naughty, the PM insulted every actor, comedian, artist, etc. with that comment. They should all ask the PM why he feels that Honest Path is not a real job. Naughty, more importantly, I want to know what constituency you're running for. I got a strong gut feeling. No, I'm not running. I'm not running. I like to sit right here and hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. I do. And whoever make it easier for me to hold them accountable by the foolishness they do, then so be it. But no. I much prefer the seat I'm in. I enjoy it much more. I've always prided myself, and no disrespect when I say this. There's nothing wrong with a government job, but I'm just glad I don't work for government. No, good afternoon, Naughty. Naughty, Pintard never had a job like other people to be 90 nose lawyer or represent the Cuban woman. And no, he didn't get the job to represent one of the Weissfish brothers. Boy, I tell you. No, but see, listen, I get the spin Mr. Davis is trying to put on it, all right? I do. The fact of the matter is he wants to create a distraction from his failure and his party's failure to share the details of that Grand Lucayan deal. Now you're telling us $120 million, but when we can get the $120 million, boss? When we can get it? All right? Whether the leader of the opposition showed up to that heads of agreement, which looked like a real rally party to me, looked like a PLP fed to me, well, that doesn't make or break of the deal, whether he show up to your signing or not. The devil is in the details. The details that George signed off in that deal is make or break to that deal, and whether Bahamians like it or not. You need to focus on sharing the details, Mr. Davis. Stop finger-pointing Mr. Pinto for not showing up. Boy, he got your waters running, eh? He must have traction for real. And let's be honest, Mr. Davis. Grand Bahama and Grand Bahamians don't need no more talk. They want to see action and an airport. I mean, you're selling this deal like it's the greatest deal in the world, but you ain't really breaking down the details. And it's not like we haven't seen these kind of deals from you before. Shoveling ground, hard hat on, press conference, photo op, SBF, FTX. Need I remind you? Need I remind you? Boy, your short-term memory could be all undoing, you know. Anyway, let's go to the phone line. Let's get back to the text line. Naughty, that's right. Pinto didn't have a real job, but he didn't inherit a law firm and two old businesses built up by two former prime ministers either. Boy, I tell you, that's something, eh? Naughty, Brave Davis is only pump faking, pretending like he cares about us and about unity in the party. Tell him answer his cell phone. PLP's all over the Bahamas trying to reach him for 4 years now. And, this is coming from a PLP. Oh, Lord. Naughty lad, Philip Davis, not the leader of the official opposition, does not need anyone to write a speech for him. It's like night and day, Brave. Scary. Davis is a poor excuse for a prime minister. We could do better. Well, y'all really got lots to say on this one today. Naughty, why is the PLP and their surrogates so up in arms that the opposition didn't attend the fanfare on Thursday? We've had heads of agreement signing before. I'm sure the government wasted more money on the events at Grand Lucayan on Thursday than we have collected so far from the proposed buyers. Is the heads of agreement binding or non-binding? This smoke and mirrors game that PLP plays right now is not new. The celebration was like having the wedding reception before the bride and groom say, I do. Well, we've seen this kind of party from them before. All right? And speaking of it, let's look at it. I remember when the previous F&M Minnis administration was in for 4.5 years. I don't know how many heads of agreement signings did Mr. Davis and his opposition attend. I don't remember them attending many, if not at all. And then, of course, you can't complain about the opposition not being there, Mr. Davis, if you don't invite them. I mean, I get it. I probably feel like Mr. Pinto, I didn't want to, you know, be there to be in that PLP Fed and watch another, you know, smoke and mirrors kind of press conference where you say we sell it for $120 million, but no details as to when we getting the money or so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's your due diligence to make the invitation as well. And if you don't invite anyone, how you expect them to come? If you ain't getting no invitation, how you want me to come? Duh. But you know what really galls me? And I think a lot of Bahamians feel the same way. All right? About this whole thing. It looked like a grandiose presser. It looked like a grandiose photo op. It looked like another, you know, campaign tactic. And everybody talking about the heads of agreement. And look at all the money they spent on that heads up agreement. It looked like a party. Meanwhile, nobody's talking about the horrible state of the Rand Hospital, the low resources, and how hard it is for social services to help hurting Grand Bahamians. My question is, how does the PM and the cabinet of this country justify partying and fetting late into the night in Grand Bahama? Well, we got Bahamians in the Rand suffering because there's only one theater that works. I mean, you don't think some of that party money that went on that HOA could have helped fix the hospital? How can you celebrate a smoke and mirrors deal, because we haven't got it. While you're failing Bahamians and knowing full well they can't, they're not receiving the emergency care they need. You're all heartless when you're already, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then it gets back to this whole thing now, because I got some artists texting me. Please, Mr. Davis, can you explain to us that why being an actor, a comedian, or an entertainer, a musician, limbo dancer, is not a real job? I've been taking care of my family for 27 years as a stand-up comedian, locally and internationally. What the heck do you mean it's not a real job? What do you mean? Do you know how insulting that is to people? But my question to you is, Mr. Davis, you are familiar with Ronald Reagan, right? You are familiar with Ronald Reagan, right? Because last time I checked, he was an actor. Let's get to the phone lines real quick, and I'll pick up this thought on the flip. Talking head.
Hey, Naughty.
Uh-huh.
I'm flying emperor. What do you say, but there ain't no real job?
That an actor, and I guess artist, not
I'm
a real job.
The president of Ukraine. What do you used to do?
Pardon?
The president of Ukraine.
I was just about to say he was a stand-up comedian before. And then you remember Clay Aiken, who was on America, he's elected by the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but I'm the
and he was the nominee for the 2014 United States House of Representatives. I mean, Alan Autry, another one. Rex Bell,
hey.
Frank Bogart, Sonny Bono, the late Sonny Bono. I mean, come on. Go ahead.
I didn't to ask him, is the world proud of the president of Ukraine now and what he's doing and who he's standing up against? Protect his country?
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's go down the list. Clint Eastwood, even.
Tell the chief for Noble.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back to terminate you. Get to the chopper now. Come on, man.
Tell the chief for Noble, I say he need to have some balls like the president in Ukraine, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. I'm the president of Ukraine. But see where I go with this? Randall Corey, Albert Decker, Bob Dornan, Clint Eastwood, Charles Farrell, Joe Flynn, Al Franken, Melissa Gilbert. There's a ton. Hill Harper, J.G. Hertzler, Gil Hill, Glenn Jacobs, Ben Jones. All of these are actors. Okay? And they have some sort of public office, whether in the Democratic or Republican Party. And Ronald Reagan was damn president. I mean, come on, bro. Nor do you remember when Sir Lyndon criticized Hubert Ingraham and said he was only a delivery boy. And what happened after that? Often history repeats itself. And oh, yes, I was waiting for it, sir. I was waiting for it. Not only, man, listen here, man. Of course, we can't forget two native sons. Okay, Calvin Lockhart and Sir Sidney Poitier. How much more illustrious actors are they? You could tell Sir Sidney, that ain't no real job. What, you could look at them and say, that ain't no real job? You could tell them when they was here, that ain't no real job? Rubbing elbows with Richard Pryor and Cosby, Adel, at that time was huge. But that wasn't no real job. But y'all used to get that same actor who didn't have no real job to promote the Bahamas and begging him to say, I'm Sidney Poitier from the Bahamas, say, Mouth could say anything, especially during election time. Naughty, let the PM know we don't praise a man for putting on his armor. You praise the ones who take it off. And don't forget Sweet Mickey and Haiti. All right. All over. Why is this government opening the creative and performing arts school if being an actor is not a real job, or is it just a campaign ruse? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I mean, do you hear the idiocy in that statement that it's not a real job? But I bet you want taxes, actors, and artists to pay our taxes, eh? Then you're like tax blind. You want us to pay? Hey. So I guess it's a real enough job to pay taxes. Hey, Jesse Ventura, the wrestler. Correct. That was another one. Good one. Anyhow, at this stage of the game, text that I was hilarious about what could take pounding and what can't take pounding. I'm not going to touch it, but that was hilarious. Naughty sounds like Davis is jealous. Actors and comedians, in fact, by nature, are highly gifted and intelligent. Something to think about. Well, I mean, hello? My God, and you, I mean, that's another one. If you want to go locally, don't forget James Catlin, the late James Catlin, the late Vivica Watkins. They were some of the best to do it. I think we proved the point with that. And I think those same actors and artists can remember that too. Come election time and you say, hey, do me that favor and do me that favor. Mm-hmm. Careful you don't get some songs right about you. Now, so yeah, I definitely want to see this and get battle ready. So I guess all the rumors about this early election must be true, eh? Swirling and swirling and swirling and swirling. I want to know. And there's plenty other questions going on. Oh, Naughty, it's not a real job because unlike attorneys, you actors and comedians can't sign a piece of paper and take a home and forward cash. Ah, okay, thank you. Gotcha. Naughty Bonfire and them, you talk about photo op, Phil. That's all they do, man. Photo op, Phil. Photo op here and photo op there. And what is the opposition supposed to do? They are supposed to oppose. What I think, you know, a statement from the leader of the opposition directly regarding the Al Ukiah property, I mean, that is a form of opposition. Maybe not going to the signing was a form of opposition because you opposed the deal. You got to look at it, you know, as to why it was done. And maybe you just wasn't invited. Naughty put Solo on his neck. No, man, I hear Solo on the payroll, allegedly said. Might not be Solo. It might have to be somebody else. Whee! But anyway, I digress. But that's where we're at, man. We want to know about the hotel deal and you slapping up with the leader of the opposition because he didn't come to your press conference, to your presser. It was PLP loyalist. And then a lot of lighter-hued people, what I would take, I would imagine, came from the port. And that's fine. Boy, I tell you, the president of the port, boy, he was really happy over that deal. Big high-five, hug, and slap, and jump up, boy. I guess they needed the port, and the port needed them, eh? They needed the port to get what they needed for this deal, and the port needed them to give them what they needed for this deal, and hopefully everything will be everything. Maybe that alleged $300 million which you owe might disappear, right? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, bless them, Naughty.
What's going on, 52?
Yeah, you know, be careful how you call people silly on the radio because, you know, some people, they take it personally, right? Even though you're not directed at anybody. You see the text, right? People, political goons and affiliates and what's the word I'm looking for? Fanatics, right?
Right. Sycophants.
I'll say this. You know, Naughty, pundits and professionalism has produced a hubris masses amongst us, right, who whereby once they speak, everything they say is true, right? Somebody attempted to gaslight me this morning, right? But what I'm saying is, in the world of politics, I want to ping this and let people hear my mouth, right? Because I don't call, listen to me, in the world of politics, or I should say in the world of psychoanalyzation, now you mentioned photo ops. Photo ops is a part of psyops. You know that, right?
Right.
They cannot occur with the other. Now, when you look at it, it's really disturbing, right? To see the contempt. Let me put it like this. Naughty, you know, they have poor people, they have rich people. When you ride a street that's unkempt and, you know, like really, really in a poor state, right? is the way how you look at them. So when the politician comes around, or any rich person, or any opulent person, any oligarch, when we use the term local, that in itself is derogatory, all right? It has connotations then. It not like how people would think all the time, but that tends to make be a demeaning to me and other people, right? So what I'm saying is, when these politicians come around and they come to their constituents and they look at the conditions in which some of these people live in it, you think they look up to you or they look down at you? In the world of psychoanalyzation. It's natural, naughty. But
correct.
I don't look down at people, but if somebody's dirty and don't bathe, and I don't want them to come around and I figure they're pathogenic and whatever, right? You know, some people are really, really don't bathe. You know, you have some people walking around here you can see they don't bathe, right, naughty? Yeah, like
right.
Three people there.
You can see.
But what I'm saying is, to be real with you, they look down at you, naughty. Even if it's a rich white man flying over in a jet, and you see all the black people on the beach on a holiday, what do you think they say, naughty? We have to face reality, you know. All I'm saying is education, and people must be held accountable. Now, if any responsible talk show host, see, what I say is when you want to judge people, you judge them factually. You don't come on the radio with visceral BS. Now, what I'm saying is, there was a lady on this morning. She said that pneumonia was bacterial, but she failed to realize, and she said that it's viral, it's fungal. And then she also said, when you go on Google, and I didn't need Google to tell me this, she said that vaccination and immunization is one and the same. And I tried to explain it to her, and she denied it. And because everybody else is saying, I think I just, or they don't know. Now, you could go and read it for yourself. Just anyone go on Google and ask, what's the difference between vaccination and immunization? And you'll see the difference. Vaccinations can be used to produce immunization, but immunization triggers a more natural response. So that is the difference. So you can achieve immunization without vaccination. But because of the brainwashing and the hubris hazing of medical experts, right? They seek to not be careful of what they're saying on the radio, naughty. That's what I'm saying. It's not about me. That's why I never get... You ever hear me call my slave name on the radio?
No.
Naughty? All right, so give thanks and praises. And you know what I mean? I'm just a naughty dreadlocks walking down the road. I don't know why. Some people really think they know me, but they don't know me. The lady said she's educated just like me. Naughty, I'm not educated like you. I'm not educated like
you. You're educated like 52. Like,
that's why we have dialogue. So
correct.
Educate one another. I'm educated like me. You're not educated like me. You're educated like yourself.
Correct.
It's not about education. It's about consciousness. Don't come on these areas judging me, man. Talking about don't let 52 go on the talk show. Naughty. You know, let them know that I stand...
52, if they're trying to judge you, they're only jealous of your intellect, brother. They're only jealous of your intellect.
During the pandemic, people ridiculed me and called me all kinds of names. I done hard enough to these things. Keep your vestibule foolish to see yourself. Give thanks.
Bless up, 52. Keep them coming, man. You know you got a spot here. So here we go. PM, if he can spell indictment, maybe that's why these rumors of early elections may be true. So naughty, when Ingram told FNM to ignite, everyone said they were fighting within. Now PM, or unite, everyone said they were fighting within. Now PM calling for PRP to unite and get ready, and they are divided. Anyhow, naughty, we are going to give the job of Prime Minister to the leader of the official opposition. We will take the job from Prime Minister Davis because he's nothing but a disappointment and his whole administration. This is a Spanish Prime Minister who needs to tell his financial secretary to stop playing crazy games and pay the doctors and nurses what he owes them. He said his daughter is a doctor, so he should feel their pain. I'm telling you, a lot of disenfranchised Bahamians on multiple levels throughout the length and breadth of this nation. From one end of the spectrum to the next, people are not happy. And it stems from one reason or another with this administration. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It is crazy. So, naughty 52, tell 52 keep up the contributions. He is very intelligent. What else we got? It was nasty what the Prime Minister said about the official opposition leader. It's like asking Prime Minister, did you ever consider finding in your busy schedule to marry a Bohemian? My God, let's go to the phone lines. Talking at, boy, I tell you, if this is a precursor to silly season, boy, this one could be a hot one. Talking heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
Ain't no dynamic duo today. Where is Mary J?
I'm ready for BJC.
Oh, get ready for BJC. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So guess what? Yeah.
See, tell that texter, ask them if they know where 52 come from. Ask them if they know what school 52 been to. Huh? Green Giants, St. John's College. 52 is a two blender heart with one common goal. Tell them that should answer their questions, but I agree with the last texter too. It was very petty. It was very disgraceful. It was cheap. It has nothing to do with the governance of this country, what the prime minister ran on with in terms of Michael Pintard. And if he is saying Michael Pintard is a playwright or whatever he wants to call Michael Pintard, then he must be one too. Because all of them in the same house over 78.
Well, I've heard people refer to the PM and this administration as artists in their own right. You know what I mean? They belong under a tent, but they was calling them clowns. And I think, you know, when you look at clowns and being a clown over the years, that's part of the art form too. It's very artistic to be a clown.
That's very poor. You understand me? That's personal. That was a personal attack. What are you talking about, Pintard? I ain't getting no brief for Pintard, you know, but you could be the top man in this country and you could let the word hear you carry on like that, Naughty.
Huh?
Huh? That's what you could let the world hear?
Correct. I mean,
what the hell is going on in this country, man? But anyway, Naughty, I ain't gonna take up much more of your time. But that's my call.
Good stuff, man.
True blood of hearts, 50.
Huh? Listen, right. GNN, yeah, I got 52. You on this. But apparently, it ain't just the PMH that's got issues. I heard Iran has got some horrible issues going on down there.
Well, and the Iran is under the auspices of the PAJ. Same thing. Ain't no different. This whole country, Naughty, is up topsy-turvy, upside down, the whole entire country. We acting like we know what's happening, Naughty. You of all people should know. You got Mary J on the side.
I don't know.
Make sure if you go up course, she yank you back in course.
Correct. I mean, but there ain't no governance in this. Like I told people a long time ago, the PM is likable, all right? Whether you drop the ball or not, he's got a likability factor to him. This administration, it ain't going to be the head. It could be the body. It could be the MPs. Because none of them got no governance or guidance to rein nobody in or say anything.
Well, buddy.
Everybody on their own mission.
The more this go on, Naughty, the more, the less I feel proud to be a Bahamian. I am a Bahamian, but at times I don't feel proud because this is the fifth or sixth time I see our prime minister standing up in a group of foreigners. Now, I couldn't tell you the last time I see him by St. Agnes or the cathedral or nowhere like that with Bahamian. But every time I turn around, he's smiling and hugging up foreign people. That's all I got to say. I'm not too proud to be a Bahamian at this point. Thanks for taking my call, Naughty.
Thanks. Good stuff, GNN. Good stuff. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Lord. How are you?
What's happening?
Good. I want you to go back and just think where the PM got that remark from. Go back to the House of Assembly when that voice was said, and then you see where the lead come from in this party. Have a good day, sir.
Well, why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? That's all you got? You want to come and make a statement then and tell me, man? Don't make me go look it up. Tell me. Make it easy for me. At the end of the day, it remains sensitive remark, and it's offensive to people in that field. Whether you're an actor, comedian, musician, fire dancer, limbo dancer, drum player, whatever. It's offensive. What do you mean it's not a real job? But it's real enough a job for you to tax us, right? Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty. All I was saying is that he's taking his lead from Fred Mitchell. That's where it's coming from. I'm not supporting him with this statement.
Man, he's taking his lead from Fred Mitchell. I always thought Fred brought up the rear. I never thought Fred led.
Yeah, he's taking the lead. Don't forget now, Fred was in House Assembly when Fred said that Michael ain't nothing but a clown. He's an actor. He's never the real George.
Oh, you're talking about an actor at work when Pintard read him right up and said, no, I don't want none of your kind of fun. I don't play on your stage. Yeah, I remember
that. He'll fall back up on that. Watch where they're taking the lead from. That's where they take the lead from. That's where they sit back and they giggle.
But that, does that mean that the rumor we've been hearing for these 4 years, that the de facto behind-the-scene leader of the PLP is Mr. Mitchell?
Indeed he is, sir. Whether you realize it or not, indeed he is.
Boy.
Indeed he is.
I tell you, boy, look so. Look so.
Indeed he is. That's what, see, Goba, Fred started it, and they figured that they'll pounce on it and they keep beating it. But like you said, when you started, watch the amount of actors who are behind leaders.
Correct.
Panic now. If Michael get them nervous, tell them stay nervous. It's a little bit too late to be nervous.
Well, obviously, he got their waters running, because why are you focusing on whether he attended a HOA signing or not? Why is the de facto third-party COI always focusing on Pintard and not on the boo-boo decisions of this administration that they're dropping the ball every day?
I don't understand why is it that Lincoln Bean even pay any attention to the leader of the opposition. He don't understand that he's in opposition. And he's supposed to be addressing matters that affecting the behavior that the government is not dealing with. But it only goes to show where his focus is. Why would I focus on the leader of the opposition if I'm seeking government? I need to focus on the leader of the country if I want to be the prime minister. So it's quite evident he don't want to be the prime minister. He wants to be something other than the prime minister.
Good stuff, man. We got to get to the other calls, but good calls. Let me get to this text real quick. It is the leader of the F&M strikes to choose to be a comedian. It is his profession, and he's a professional in it. Why is Mr. Davis wants to be human? Texter, where are you going with this? Why does Mr. Oh, okay, all right. Now, I ain't got that part. I know you're trying to make a point, but I ain't going to let you throw that dirty blow against the PM. I can't let you do that one right there. But, yeah. Mr. Pintard did a great job as an actor and a comedian as a profession, if that was his profession. But I've seen him hold other jobs and other capacities over the years. Naughty, yes, the prime minister is likable. He dropped the down ball. Now I understand why the former speaker, Mutri, reminded him his wife was an indigenous Bahamian. Boy, y'all, yeah. The question, who is the Bahamian subsidiary company, Naughty, we need to know. Exactly. I need to know who Ancient Waters is. I know who Ancient Man is, but I need to know who Ancient Waters are. Okay? And this, oh, now y'all gone deep on this one, man. Wow, look at this one. Good God, y'all hot up today. Mr. Davis forgot the many stories in the papers and history of his law firm. We need to hear from 90 Knowles. With the amount of unconscionable spending by our ruling party, our country can never succeed, especially if we keep letting them meet in private with billionaires and transitional companies with no oversight. If the speechwriter is so perfect and learned, why is it that the PM did not use a singular verb instead of saying politics or when referring to Pintard? I bet you and MJ can explain it better than me. Boy, I tell you, I could wait for MJ to come in on Wednesday. I can't explain nothing but the prime minister say, because he leads the league in misspoken and misspeaks and misspeaking. And again, Naughty, we need to know who the Bahamian company is. Yeah, we do need to know who Ancient Waters is or are. The PM said in the previous address that he would do away with character assassination, and that when people do that, it means that they cannot run on their record. The irony, huh, Texter? The irony. Well, obviously, we need to talk about this, Texter. This headlines. You don't want me to talk about this? Why do you want me to change the subject? I think this is a great level of conversation to have. Why is the PM attacking the leader of the opposition with a slur like, not a real job? Isn't that offensive? And I'm sure other people find that offensive. So why do we have an administration that refuses to answer questions, refuses to reveal information in a timely manner to the general public, as they should, refuses to use a Freedom of Information Act, refuses to use a Procurement Act properly? I mean, obviously, we're going to have this conversation here at some point. Why does this administration carry on the way they do? I mean, come on. But yet you want me to change the conversation? No. We can't have a conversation about the deal with the Alukaya and the Grand Lukayan. Sorry, with the Grand Lukayan, because why? We have no details. We only need 120 million, but when we getting it? When is it going to? We got a budget coming up. You think we're going to hear about it in the budget? You think we hear about it when the money hit? How long is it going to take for the money to hit? And this company, again, when you look at Concord Wilshire Capital, they are flippers. They are experts in coming in and dealing with distressed properties and flipping them. Flipping them. Now, you know who else are flippers, Mr. Davis? The Bahamian Electric. They've been flipping from government to government for the last five cycles. Be very careful. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
But listen to this now. Remember when he started, he said that the only thing is wrong here that is this whole thing and the parties that we have to have unity. So obviously, something is wrong with the unity in his own party. Not just that. One of his own, he's going to be prime minister in 5 years.
No, I said that one needs to come and join me in my profession. That was hilarious. He's got potential as a comedian with that one.
So
I think he's. I think he got some jokes. Carl, I tell you.
Problems, Mr. Naughty.
Yeah, they're coming from every angle.
One of his own said, "I will be back to be the prime minister. His own, not the opposition. His own."
Boy, we got to get to the break. Good call, man. I appreciate everybody who called in, texted in. Good stuff, man. We're going to take the quick break. Flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming at you. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. After the news, we'll be talking sports. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Belled out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo. Bang. Remember you, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Monday, and it's me, Cuban Willie, time for my numero digi report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today, I have the lucky three ball for you today to set off the week on Monday with the lucky tres pelotas. And the lucky tres pelotas today, 6-3-2, the 6-3-2. Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend!
Measles is on the rise around the world, and the Bahamas is at risk.
Which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
Been off the WSC grid for over a year? Now's the time to come back and save big. For a limited time only, the Water and Sewage Corporation is offering up to 50% off reconnection fees for customers disconnected for more than 1 year. Don't miss this chance to reconnect and enjoy reliable, quality water service at a discounted rate. Call 302-5599 to learn more. Water and Sewage Corporation, dedicated to dependable, affordable water solutions.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24. And what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
That's you. That's you. That's you.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sound Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
This is fish scale. I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son. I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, bang, bang. Yo, bang. Remember you. I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else. But they'll walk through the woods.
Let's get back out into it. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. It is Talking Heads. It is the Monday, May 19th edition. Before we get into sports, let's jump right to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Every little one, listen. Every little one doing into some sports.
Skiller, Skiller, Skiller. Hold on, Skiller. Oh,
hey.
Skiller. Talk to me about what you want to talk to me. But I want to talk to you about LeBron and them Lakers right after you finish talking to say what you got to say.
Let me say what everyone say. You're my boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I reached here a little bit too late. But I was hearing some things what you were saying, right? Concerning the Lucayan and the money and
correct.
All them things.
Correct.
Yeah, so what I want to say to you is, you being my... First, I want to ask you, did you watch the whole event?
I watched the whole event. I watched the PLP press. I watched the Grand Fête in Grand Bahama. I watched all that was said. I heard them say $120 million. When are we getting it? They didn't say that.
So right be... Right
who
before,
is Ancient Waters Limited? Who are the components in that local company? They didn't say that.
No, listen to what I can say. Right before the sermon was, before they start the ceremony, Minister Jessica was asked if he excited about the signing.
He was excited the last time and it never came to fruition.
What he tell you what he say. I'm not excited about the signing. I am excited because the money is in the bank.
Well, then say where the money is. Mouth could say anything without backup. Show us where the money is. He said the money is in the bank. Show us the money where it is on the budget.
Naughty, let's be real. How they can show you where it is?
If they said they got the money, they could show a sales receipt, a bill of sale. Show me the bill of sale. Show me where the money gone. What you mean, Skiller? That's our property, what you sold.
So the people them just can break down the place without the money being in the bank.
It's called photo ops. These people are flippers. Skiller, let me explain to you, man. Stop being so... Use my boy, right? You want
to
tell me? Use my boy. Stop being so gullible.
All right,
Skiller. I can let you go because me and you can't talk at the same time. Skiller, use my friend long time. Stop being so gullible. This company... are flippers, okay? They specialize in flipping these kind of properties. When they flip it, that's probably when we're going to get our $120 million. Because whatever Chester Cooper Mouth said on the press conference, Skiller, in today's Guardian, it says, government fails to say when money will be received. So if the money ain't received yet, Mr. Cooper was misspeaking by saying it's in the bank. Stop being so gullible, Skiller. Who's my boy? But if the money was in the bank, the Guardian would not have to say the government failed to say when the money will be received. So that's gaslighting. That's grandstanding. That's BSing because the money ain't there, Skiller. Stop being so gullible. Jesus. Anywho, I digress. Do we have Pearly zoomed in yet? Just keep an eye out for Pearly. I know you about this. So let's jump into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So let's jump on and have a look today, May 19th. What happened on this day in sports history? 1910, Cy Young of the Cleveland Indians got his 500th win. 1912, American League president Ben Johnson told the Detroit Tigers that if they continued to protest Ty Cobb's suspension, they would be banned from baseball for life. 1918, the Washington Senators played their first Sunday game. They beat the Cleveland Indians 1-0 in 18 innings. 1935, the NFL adopted an annual college draft to begin in 1936. In 1962, Stan Musial set the National League hit record when he got his 3,431st hit. 1974, the Philadelphia Flyers became the first post-67 expansion team to win the Stanley Cup. The Flyers won the Cup the following season as well. 1984, the Edmonton Oilers won their first Stanley Cup. They defeated the New York Islanders in five games. 1988, the Boston Red Sox retired Bobby Doerr's number one. 1991, Willie T. Ribbs became the first African-American or black driver to make the Indianapolis 500. 1994, Jennifer Capriati checked into a drug rehab center. 2002, Roger Clemens of the New York Yankees got his 280 tied for the 22nd place on the all-time victory list. And your sports quote of the day, you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Michael Jordan. There you have it. All right. So now, let's get out of the Today in Sports History and get into the home court, the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the Pesto Club, fresh, bright, and bold. Be sure to check out that Pesto Club at your favorite Burger King Nassau location today. Get it as a combo and get it by itself. All right, as we look locally, Knights Timberwolves repeat as champions. The Anatole Rogers Timberwolves senior boys knocked off the Government High School Magic of Phoenix 5-1 to win their second consecutive GSSSA soccer championships. And the C.R. Walker Knights senior girls won their sixth straight GSSSA soccer championships on Friday. They defeated the R.M. Bailey Pacers 4-3. Bahamian athletes win conference titles in medals. Bahamian collegiate athletes got on the track and competed in various field events in their respective conference championships in the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, this past weekend. Over the Southeastern Conference, SEC, Outdoor Track and Field Championships at the University of Kentucky Outdoor Track and Field Facility in Lexington. And Thaya Charlton was back on her old stomping ground, and she didn't finish, won the women's long jump competition and finished third in the 100 meters. In the 4x100-meter relay, Charlton teamed up with another Bahamian, Quincy Penn, and two others, Gabrielle Matthews and Habiba Harris, and they finished sixth in 43.46 seconds. Penn, a sophomore out of Abaco, was transferred from Alabama State University in the offseason and was 27th overall in the 400 meters. Javonia Valcourt, a junior for the University of Tennessee Volunteers, finished 11th overall in the 400 meters. Keyshawn Strawn was in action at the Big Ten Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Hayward Field at the University of Oregon. Strawn, a junior for the University of Nebraska, Lincoln Cornhuskers, finished fourth in the men's javelin with a massive throw of 73.34 meters. All right, there you go. And you've got some other athletes over there doing big things. Story by Sheldon Longley. Be sure to check that out in The Guardian. And youth making strides at the Bahamas Youth Football Flag Football League Spring Bowl. 2025 Bahamas Youth Flag Football Spring Ball has been running for over a month, and the multipurpose fields opposite the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium draw more than 100 youngsters and athletes participating. The Spring Ball has served as a training ground, allowing players to sharpen their abilities on field while coaches get an opportunity to evaluate talent. So good things, and you know, good stuff. They're getting them started early and getting them ready for the season. All right, that's a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. So what we'll do now, let's take that first break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, and we got lots to talk about, so we'll get into that. We got some NBA, some Major League Baseball, NFL offseason, and we'll get you ready. Pearly will be joining us. We'll get you ready for that final 15 as well today. I don't know who's doing it. Might be Rich Eisen, might be Nick Wright and the crew, but we'll have you hooked up with something solid. All you got to do is keep it right here where you got it. The Monday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Yo, team up, throw your triple beam up. This is Fishgale, I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, bang, bang. Yo, bang. Remember you, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else. But walk through the woods, then stomp on your foot.
Fancy this, one-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King NASA like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The pesto club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King NASA.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With new John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The 2025 Samuel P. Haven High School Soccer Nationals are here. May 15th through 16th in Grand Bahama. May 21st through 30th in Nassau at the Roscoe A.L. Davies Field. Top teams from Nassau, Freeport, Eleuthera, and Abaco battle for the crown in the Duncan Girls and J.S. Johnson Boys Division. Calling all junior Duncan groups, come out, bring the vibes, and rep your school. Inclusive matches, music, food, and family fun daily. Gates open at 3 p.m. Visit BahamasFA.net. Be there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yo, that's you. Yo, that's you. Yo, that's you. Yo,
same, same. Who got the key to my Beamer? Jack Mood, that's how we act when we team up. Yo, 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 yo. Who got the key to my Beamer? Jack Mood, that's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up, this is Fish Scale. I belled out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo, bang. Remember you, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else but dealt. Walk through the woods, then stomp on your foot. I take out any comp in the hood. Gorilla impact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your Air Max. Bounce. Cocking it back, but where that? Bounce. I got a six-pack of Heineken.
We're back at you right here on the Monday, May 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company, right up until 6 p.m. Pearly joining us now. And listen, I just want to let you all know, man, get your tickets from Joker Spot now. This last week flying. Check out the Joker's Wild Facebook page. The barcode is right there. If you want group rates, 10 or more, you get the discount. When it gets your tickets, that's fine. We're still offering first come, first serve like we always do. Doors open at 8:15, showtime at 9. But you know how that thing go. When you sell off, that's how that go. So if you got the opportunity to get your tickets in advance, get them in advance. All right? The $50, Tommy Davidson, Kurt Green, yours truly, wrapping up Jokers. I can't believe, Pearly, Sunday from here on out, I ain't got to worry about missing no more 8 o'clock games, no nothing like that. When it comes to the sports angle of it, man, I can't wait. And the beautiful thing is MJ likes sports too. So, you know, now I ain't got to call him and be like, hey, what's the score at the half? Give me an update. This. Mm-mm. Nah, it's like watch the game.
But I'm scared, watch the games now.
What I'm scared of is the Spurs getting good.
They can find a way. The man, the myth, the legend, the coach is not there.
No, he's still behind the scenes.
That don't mean
though.
Nothing, but that's his presence on the court has been the most important thing. So they're nothing out there. They're nothing out there.
You stay there.
I'm going to eat Goosey to see if MJ can say something.
You only jinxing MJ, but I got to pay the toll if the Spurs win, right?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry as you're glad that this ain't me.
No, but that's a real possibility of Giannis to the Spurs, you know. See, the Spurs got 1,000,001 draft picks. So they got house money when it comes to draft picks. If you say, look, give me a 2026, 2027, 2028 first rounder, done.
Let me ask you this question.
You want them protected or unprotected?
Let me ask you this question. How long do you think they'll have? If they was to sign, let's say in the offseason, they get Giannis. How long do you think they'll have him for?
They'll probably, I don't know, not maximum, but the pre to the max. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, not even a contract. How long you think he's got playing there?
Oh, Giannis got at least
effective playing.
Another 5 years.
You think he's effectively be the Giannis of 5 years?
Yeah.
Or you think that he was so
because he's got Wemby to take some of that pressure off of him down low. He's got other assets there that could help him score. So yeah, and obviously he's not going to be the number one option there. Wemby's going to be the number one option.
I don't believe that. You're going to leave the Milwaukee Bucks where you're the number one option to come to play second fiddle to a kid.
Tired of losing. And remember, it's that Euroball thing, Pearly. He's Greek.
And your point?
It's the Euros. They stick together.
The Greeks and the French don't get along.
But they get along together in the EuroLeague because they've been championships together.
Okay.
Look at Panathinaikos and look at the other teams in the French league.
Yeah.
So, look, Wemby is the difference maker there. Wemby puts years on to Giannis' career. Giannis puts years and skill onto Wemby's career. Makes it easier for him.
All right.
Let's check the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, brothers. Hi, Joe.
Muff, the man.
Muff is in the building.
It's the next legend, Muff.
Hey, Naughty, let me just say this before I touch on sport. Now, Skillaboo, Vincent Wallace, you's my boy. You always arguing with just Wagulang and things talking about you ain't no PLP, you's a nationalist. But you could tote a bucket of water for PLP, boy. You could tote water, boy. Well, let me ask you this. You asking Naughty if you watch it? If you listen, I want to know if you listen to it. Because from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, when that end, they say, Brave David Stern leadership 387 times. Brave David Stern leadership 387. That's more about trying to big up Brave Davis than any signing any heads agreement, man. Anyone who comes to the speaker, the Rev, Ian Roll. Well, Ian Roll, if his leadership so stern, how come you can't get this $375 million with your load of government and with your load of BMA people then? When he gets that Ian, then he proves that he has stern leadership, man. Now, let me get this one. boy, in the West, we got to go with someone else now, boy.
I, you know, I went to college in Minnesota, so I came with Minnesota.
Yeah, boy, but let me tell you something. And that's you. Over experience, you'd over there. Because that first quarter, boy, they take off looking so good. I say, OKC in problems.
Yeah, they responded well. I was impressed.
They must be up by 50.
I had doubts in them. I was impressed, but I still don't know if they could beat Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I can with Minnesota, too.
They really bound to get there,
Apparently, like I told you, too, the victory would have been more sweeter. And upon a Walt Frazier, Patrick Ewing, Bernard King, Sprewell, Stephon Marbury, Lenny Kravitz.
What happened to Larry Johnson, Bank, and Larry Greg Johnson, Anthony?
Listen, most of them gonna be in that gym for this Eastern Conference Finals.
What about Pat Cummings, who used to play for the Knicks back in the day too?
But
he used to smoke cigarette in the locker room.
Yeah, but he was more of a Milwaukee Buck.
On the New York fans.
I got a good one for you. What about Otis Birdsong?
Oh, my goodness. He was more San Antonio Spur.
But he's a Nick, though.
Yeah, but he's a Spur. We know him as a Spur.
No way.
Yeah, but any Nick legends being in there, man. Alan Houston. Man, come on, man. I don't even see Charles Oakley.
Boy, listen there. Alan Houston got paid plenty of money, and then them knees got rotten right after that big payday. You remember that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Oakley, I'll accept because Oakley, I think he's effective for both the Knicks and the Bulls.
Huh?
I'll accept Oakley more than I would say Cummings or any one of them because Oakley, I think, was effective with both the Knicks and the Bulls.
I see Anthony Mason.
Should be on there.
He should be. Yeah.
I see him.
But this is good. This just reminds me of the time in Indiana and the Knicks had that rivalry.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. You all forget one of the greatest Knicks of all time, by Phil Jackson, by? Willis Reed.
We ran a ring with them too.
Pat Riley was another. It was another New York Knickerbocker bench warmer.
Yeah.
I didn't let you know.
Yeah.
Well, in the East Bailey, I go with New York over the Pacers. Boy, this
like
could be
Knicks.
New York here.
Yeah.
But
like
all the things
to
win it on. This could be New York here, or this could be OKC here, boy.
I like the Knicks in Minnesota. I like a New York-Minnesota championship.
Yeah.
And Muff, how dare you call this show and not mention Dave DeBuscher as a famous Knick?
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Is he still alive? Dave DeBuscher is alive. Cool.
Now, don't forget Earl the Pearl Monroe was another one.
That's
Earl the Pearl Monroe.
And another one that you all forgot. Because the Knicks actually had a Heisman Trophy when I played point guard for them for a number of years at a high rate, too. And that's Charlie Ward. Don't forget him.
Yeah, Charlie Ward, yeah.
So they had some famous Knicks there for sure.
Charlie Ward playing in the league now. He used to get on by two.
Now, listen, somebody asked me off the top of my head today at the gas station.
No, Anthony Mason died. That was one of Dave DeBuscher was alive.
Against the Bulls, but he used to get on by.
Top of the dome, this morning somebody asked me at the gas station, Naughty, who you like? And I said Minnesota and Indiana, and I got a funny feeling that might be who it is.
Yeah,
well, we can see how it goes. I can't wait till tomorrow night.
And that's taking nothing away from Oklahoma City and nothing away from New York. I just need to do more due diligence tomorrow before I come out tomorrow and make a pick, because I got to see which way, you know, the media leaning. If it's a heavy lean to New York, and God knows, the Knicks would be, it would be great for the Knicks to win a championship. Can you imagine the offseason hype if the Knicks won a championship for the first time in 51 years?
Well, you wouldn't be able to talk to Stephen A. Smith.
My God.
In 20-something years, in 50-something years, they put in New York and set right off. But Westbrook, Richie is back with OKC now, buddy. And so with the Nuggets and the Joker, so Shai Gilgeous will get the MVP now, then.
He should get it.
Not because they out, he gets it. That voted for the regular season. The playoffs don't count. That vote already in.
It was tied. They said it was tied from 1984.
That's the announcers talking sugar on the ice tea. The vote been in before the season, when the season ended. They already voted.
Hey, but Shai can on stupid too, but they might go all the way too, but Shai giving you 35 any given night.
Bad game
and
gotta
can come. Rebound.
A bad couple of games gotta come. Not wishing on it, but it gotta come.
Yeah. Anyhow, let me get someone else there.
Good stuff, Mark. Appreciate you, man.
Before the game, it's the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow, right?
Is that? I think that's tomorrow's Wednesday. Tuesday.
Yeah. It'll be New York and they're playing in New York. So all the three of you all call, you'll see them again.
It's tomorrow is Minnesota and Timberwolves and Oklahoma tomorrow.
Okay. And then on Wednesday, it's the Knicks in Indiana.
Oklahoma, that's rough. Oklahoma just come off game 7 and go right there to Minnesota.
Yeah, in 2 days' time. I'm saying that too, but they have all the time off tomorrow too.
I'm feeling that,
yeah. All right.
All right, Muff, good stuff, man. We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Pearly, let's get these picks in real quick, man.
Okay.
We got a full bevy of baseball, all brought to you, of course, by the Island
man,
game.
Man, I had a heartbreak weekend. My Dodgers literally let the Angels don't come into Dodgers Stadium and sweep us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
but that's cross-town rivalry. That can happen. You know, y'all did well. Belly helped y'all out yesterday. Boy.
Not being in by Bellinger.
Belly hit that grand slam, and y'all take 2 out of 3 from the Mets.
But we was up 4-0 anyway when he hit it.
No, he was up 4-2.
All right, 4-2.
Yeah. Was it 4-2?
I think it was 4-0 when he hit it.
No, it wasn't four to nothing.
Okay, so let's find out what we like today.
What do I like today? Oh, boy.
A bevy of games in baseball, though.
That's all we really got to look at today is baseball, unless you want a WNBA start.
One game, though, so let's get these in quick.
All right.
Because we got to get to the break, because we got Stephen A. Smith taking us home today. Stephen A. And you know what Stephen A. talking about. The New York Knickerbockers.
Did you see the dance he put on in the stadium when they won that in the gym?
Don't worry.
Did you see downtown? Did you see 42nd Street? Did you see downtown New York?
It was hyped.
Did you see how you sweating they won the NBA? If they win the NBA title, New York City closed down for a week.
They will be. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
You're a great place to be.
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Boy.
Condolences on your Celtics.
Well, you know, we... Yeah, you be all dead 3 times, but we didn't put them to rest. So.
I ain't telling you no condolences. I asked you what you drink. Welcome to the Losers Lounge. That's all I said.
Boy, I tell you. We win one without Tatum, and now Tatum.
But when I saw y'all at that big win without Tatum, that was more emotion and everything like that. And once the adrenaline calmed down and the emotion left, you miss them. You see how important he is to that team. And then Brown, I come to find out he was injured. He didn't. I mean, I give him credit for battling it out. But you see, that's how important Tatum is to the Celtics, and you see that. But what is going to be more interesting?
Yeah, but what these new owners can do. Yeah, but you see, we was up 20 points with Tatum there, and we put him to rest.
Live by the tree, die by the tree.
I tell you, boy, that thing, and I even thought, now, with the championship, I want the Knicks to win. I mean, I like to see the Knicks. The Knicks got a little, they got a little depth. They got Nobi, and they got whatever.
It'll be good for basketball to see the Knicks have a championship. I think it would be the Celtics got it last year. You know, other teams, Lakers in 2020. It'll be good for the Knicks to win a championship for the NBA. I think that would be good. And you know, New York is considered a mecca of basketball. So,
yeah, New York get that, boy. That's a celebration.
We ain't seen it, and some people haven't seen that in their lifetime. Okay,
I know. Yeah.
That's true. But Oklahoma. What you think about them? I mean, they're
young, they're talented. Let's see if they got some rough goes with a veteran team in Denver. Minnesota's not a veteran team. They're a young team in their own right as well, too. So it should be a battle of two good young teams. I just think it comes down to who wants it more between Anthony Davis or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I got to lean to Anthony Davis on this one.
I hear what Naughty's saying. I think OKC.
Davis.
I think OKC battled. They battled really hard to get here. They had three tough series. I think what you're going to see happen is you're going to see a letdown now, and I think Minnesota can beat them 4-2 or 4-1.
Boy, I looking for them. You don't forget now, regular season. Well, I can't count that out.
They're 2-1.
They had a good record.
They 2-1 against Minnesota in the regular season, and I think one game went down to a bucket. And I think Minnesota wasn't full squad. But it'll be interesting to see. I just think Anthony Edwards brings a little more excitement and a little more clutch to the game. But
if only one fellow, what do you name, the guard with Minnesota got there, the young guy.
Oh, I know you're talking about, I can't remember.
If he hit me,
you're in trouble.
I don't see Minnesota getting over them. See, they got plenty weapon. Now, Indiana can come in there and try to pressure and this and that. But I know the Knicks got plenty of talent. I want to see.
I think it should be a good series, man. It was a good series last year. They played tough, and I think it should be a good series this year as well, too.
But if DiVincenzo hit him,
good stuff, bro. We'll talk again tomorrow. Let's get to these picks, Pearly. And now, for time's sake, we just got to do the WNBA.
Just one?
Yeah, tonight, Seattle Storms, Dallas Wings.
Boy, I don't like any of these teams.
I like the Seattle Storm in this one, man. They're the better team. Dallas is still a horrible team from last year.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
And a couple of late games in Major League Baseball.
I like my Dodgers bouncing back tonight after getting sweep for the week.
Here's one that I'll tell you is a stone cold lead pipe block. It was my free pick of the day for the Island game. The Philadelphia Phillies -1.5 over the Colorado Rockies.
That's an easy pick. Oh, my goodness.
That's why it was my free pick of the day.
Everybody beating Colorado. You should get them to something a little tougher.
All right, let's take the Angels +1.5. No. Let's take the Diamondbacks +1.5 over the Dodgers.
All right, but I take the Dodgers.
That's a friendly bet between me and you.
All right, I take the Dodgers 1.5. All right. And to rub it in, I think the Mets bounce back from that loss from y'all last night, beat Boston.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And that we'll wrap on that. Let's get to the break. Pretty good stuff.
But just before we go, did you see how the white media flipped? The fight between the push off, the Caitlyn.
Tomorrow, bro, we'll dedicate the whole hour to it, please.
I want, because I know somebody listening, we got to get on him tomorrow.
They done texted out the break talking foolishness trying to get to the Caitlyn Clark. There's so many layers to that onion, but all I want to say is.
He paid a thing in Boston fine.
Hold on. At some point, you'll have to recognize that until Caitlyn Clark gets a ring of some form, Angel Reese got bragging rights.
Yeah.
And NCAA don't talk about it. Champion. And don't talk about it, because they talked about it through Magic Johnson and Larry Bird's entire career.
Exactly, Lockie.
So if it's good for the Bird and the Magic Man, it is good for the Angel and whatever Caitlin is. I'm just trying to be cool.
The Clark.
The Clark. Yeah, the Clark.
Oh, I saw some things. Anyway.
But they don't ever want to address the fact that it was over the back foul.
But a push. I mean, if the follow through is the flagrant one foul. And I would respond to Baltimore and Angel came out.
But you know what killed me, though? When the ish hit the fan, Caitlin walked straight up the court away from everybody.
She ran.
She walked.
She ran. I can say run.
And then she left it up for her bigger teammates to try stepping
and
do
Leah Boston it. Uh-huh. And then I'm getting a fine. Took Taylor, so I'll pay your fine. Yeah, you pay the fine because you make buku bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it is what it is.
I got two words for him. Juju. And I can leave it like that. And if you want three, Juju Watkins. And remember who told you about her face. Now let's get to the break. Mr. Producer, good stuff. Everybody who texted in, chimed in, called in. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. And we'll be talking Grand Bahama tomorrow. Sarah Kirby, Darren Cooper's a bucket up. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that should be.
Maybe they know when they be getting the 120.
All that invitation is.
That's my thing. If you show up to an event and you're not invited, it's considered crashing, right?
That's what I know.
Some people ask you to leave if you do that, right?
Exactly.
So I just want to make sure.
I never forget Father Strong running me from body A crash. I never crashed in
But there. My question is, what does the opposition leader being at a press conference have to do with this deal being a good one or a bad one of Emmy getting the money?
Yeah. I don't care who's there. Let me see the money.
Early election must be coming for Troy.
Yeah.
But you hear it. I had a bird flying early, boy.
Say it ain't no true, but we'll see.
Maud could say anything, but.
June 6 coming.
Mr. Cooper said the money was in the bank. We already didn't have to say that they've been getting the money. Gotta watch that.
There's a heads of agreement that has 90 days to close. We find out in 90 days. In August, let's know. You'll know what's better.
Better be before the 31st, too.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Jack Moore, that's how we act when we team up. Yo.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth?
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close.
Get ready.
Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th to the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Measles is on the rise around the world, and the Bahamas is at risk.
Which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC.
crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet, the new jalapeno fire, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yo, that's you. Yo, that's you. Who got the key to my Beamer? Jack Mood, that's how we act when we team up. Yo.
It's grown extremely quiet, as you would expect here at the Garden. The Knicks now go home.
Stops at a dime, launches, oh yeah!
Pure joy here at Madison Square Garden. For the first time in 2.5 decades, the New York Knicks are going to a conference final.
We haven't been here since my dad played. He's not gonna like that. It means a lot for this organization and this city.
It's unbelievable. You see that score? This is what we've been waiting for. We're about to go to conference final.
Hey, as Stephen A. said, your girl's back in the mix, and clearly so are the New York Knicks. Stephen A., top of the morning to you. Chinee, Marcus, what's the good word, guys? How we doing?
Tank or plane.
I'm not going to lie. This was a great weekend to be in New York.
Right?
It was a great weekend.
You had good weather.
Well, I appreciate
you had all that energy.
I appreciate you, Chinee. I appreciate you, Molly. Yo, Marcus, man, this ain't the time to be, not in that chair. You can't be sitting up there this morning, reclining back, yeah, sounding all mellow, putting on your Barry White or Teddy Pendergrass voice. Hell with that, okay? It's time to be excited, baby. You're in New York City. First time in 25 years, Marcus. First time in 25 years. We in the conference finals. I need a little more pep in your step.
I got you, my brother. Some of us look kind of like we've been there before. I mean, but the Knicks fire. All right, guys, let's dive in. So the Knicks came to play and then some Friday night, demolishing the Celtics in front of a live New York crowd at MSG to the tune of 119-81. The result was never really in doubt when they celebrated outside the Garden like it was 2000. That's the last time the Knicks reached the conference finals, which Stephen A. alluded to. So, guys, let's look back in time for a minute. The top movie in America was Gladiator at that time. The top song, Maria Maria, Carlos Santana. That was a banger, I'm not gonna lie. Survivor's first season debuted and gas prices were only $1.52.
That's right.
We saw the Knicks in the conference finals. Unbelievable. My goodness. Okay, Stephen A., talk to me. How unbelievable has this Knicks run been, honestly?
Well, listen, it's unbelievable from the standpoint the greatness of Jalen Brunson has come shining through. And we've seen other guys for the Knicks step up, and you got to give credit where credit is due. I'm not some delusional, nauseating fan like Dallas Cowboy fans can be, where I'm completely detached from reality. You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? You know we're going to do it. No, this is not that kind of party. I recognize the fact that for the vast majority of this series, the Boston Celtics just missed shots. I listened to Marcus on Get Up earlier when he was talking about 63 of those 100-plus three-point shots they attempted in the series were wide open. And that's something, if you remember, Molly, I kept bringing up in the aftermath of Game 2 being down 0-2. Of the first 100 threes that they attempted, 48 of them were considered wide open. And for those out there who don't know what wide open means when it comes to NBA parlance, 6 feet or beyond, that's the kind of space a defender is giving you. You're wide open. And that's what happened to the Boston Celtics. So I'm aware of the fact that they just weren't making shots. I'm aware of the fact that they didn't step up in Game 6 after, you know, obviously Tatum was out and out for Game 5. What they did in Game 5, they didn't do in Game 6. But in the end, a victory is a victory. And the Knicks' grit and the Knicks' guts deserves credit. Carl Anthony Towns getting on me saying, you got on me twice. And I said to him, damn it, didn't it work both times? Because it worked in Game 6. Jalen Brunson came up to me and was like this. I'm not going to even say anything to you because he's reminding me of the fact that I didn't even think that he was worthy of being drafted in the NBA years ago. So, I mean, that's something that he always throws at me. It's all in fun. It's all love. I deserve it because, damn it, I was calling him to the carpet, partially of urgency, but partially from paranoia because I was scared they were going to blow this. I'm happy they didn't. I love the fact that they're in the conference finals. They got a legitimate shot to get to the championship round. We know this. But in the end, I'm not going to be foolhardy and ignore the fact that the New York Knicks were benefited by the fact that the Boston Celtics didn't change their stripes. They just attempted to shoot, shoot, shoot. And they just were not making shots.
Yeah.
And that was a big difference in this series.
Yeah. Marcus?
I mean, I think the Tatum thing, like when they lost Tatum, it was, you know, it was tough. But the first two games, I got to keep putting my finger on that. Like being up 20 at home in the playoffs, the defending champs, and, you know, just having that capability to be able to get shots where they want. But, like, those shots were open, right? Like, those shots were open, but still the Knicks had to still win the game. And we were talking about that earlier. Like, yes, they did miss open shots, but the Knicks still had to complete the comeback. And I think
Absolutely. You
have to take your hats off that. Like, it's extremely hard to win in Boston during the playoffs. Like, that is one of the tougher plays outside of the Garden. That's probably top two or three, right? To be able to come back from down 20 is the most impressive thing I've seen in this playoff in years.
So you know what's crazy? I finally get it now, Stephen A., Marcus, Molly. I understand it. You see the T-shirts. You hear the phrase, I love New York. I'm like, oh, I get it now. The energy is completely different. Give me that T-shirt at the airport. Because this team didn't win based off of analytics. They didn't win off of a proliferation of threes. They didn't win based off of having one player that just goes bonker. It was a we all we got mentality. And being in the Garden alongside Stephen A., watching all the shenanigans happen, it was truly a special environment. And I want to appreciate the fans. It feels like every one of the fans gets screened. Do you know this Knicks history? Like, this was a basketball audience, and they literally were trying to will their team to a win. And their team delivered. If you think about it, like, what Jalen Brunson, it was like changing your stripes. Sometimes he's ball dominant, but knowing that he had to get his teammates involved, that's what we saw. Josh Hart had a triple-double, like 11, 10, and 10. I thought that the Knicks actually won the game in the first 5 minutes when they decided to go to Karl Anthony Towns and tell him to be aggressive on both ends and also get contributions like this. I hope we have the play. Shout out to Mitchell Robinson, literally guarding every player on the Boston Celtics. Did you guys see what Perk likes to call moving your puppies? Here he goes to the wing. Then he stops to swing the ball. He's playing ball hog. He gets beat. He has that rim protection. Then he closes out to the corner under control, forces a turnover, and that is a play in which Karl Anthony Towns scores. This is heart. This is hustle. Am I going to say it? This is New York. This is New York.
You brought up Karl Anthony Towns. It's very, very important to mention this. I don't like him in the post at all. I mean, when he's dunking and he comes down, you're always worried about him getting injured because he always seems gimpy a lot of times, Marcus, when I'm watching him. When he's just setting and shooting, the brother's straight fire. No question about that. Hasn't been in this past series, and I get that. But he is arguably the best shooting big man in basketball. But coming in to game six, what they said was, we're going to let you be aggressive. We're going to let you play bully ball, do what you got to do. That's just be in attack mode. And he answered the call. And I got to give him a lot of love for that.
All right, Chinee's losing her mind.
Yeah, how are you saying you don't like this? They made the last two games, games 5 and 6, the concerted effort for him to be aggressive. And a lot of the things that the Celtics should have been doing, that was the adjustment that
To answer the question, because I didn't like what I saw from him over the first four games in that regard. What I'm saying to you is that it's how you do it. And y'all both know basketball. You'll understand what I'm saying. Him just lowering his shoulder and barreling forward. A lot of times you had guys that were shorter, but that had strong lower extremities, and they were, like, holding their position or whatever, and it looked like a struggle in the first four games of the series. Games 5 and 6 was a little bit different, obviously, and I understood that. And that was a concerted effort that they made, and I applaud that. I just want to see that stroke because I know how lethal he can be, and he wasn't making that shot. But the fact that he answered the call in Game 6 the way that he did also served as a strong level of inspiration for the New York Knicks, and we can't ignore that.
Marcus?
I think we was waiting on that. Like, we was waiting for a staple game from Towns, and he gave it to us on the biggest stage to get them to the semifinals, and he delivered. Hey, for them to actually win this series, Karl Anthony Towns has to play well. Like, he cannot go back to those first four games where he's struggling. He has to be super aggressive. He has to attack the mismatches. And I think it's just time. If the trade worked, then now you'll be able to see it here.
Well, he was playing damn good defense. He was playing damn good defense, number one. Number two, I want to give major, major thanks. I want to give kudos, Molly. to Mr. Julius Randle of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think Carl Anthony Towns was watching that brother. I think he was watching that brother and seeing what he was doing. And he was like, yo, man, yeah, I got traded. I got traded here for that guy. Let me make sure I show up too, because he knows New York well enough to know. Look, you see that brother Julius Randle over there? Well, what you gonna do? Because we could have had him instead of you. You understand? And Carl Anthony Towns answered. So I'm very appreciative.
Stephen A., here's the deal. You know I love to stay in the moment, and an Eastern Conference Finals appearance, it's cute, but let's get to it. We know what this is all about. We're talking about New York. How confident are you that your New York Knicks can win it all?
Molly, I'm not going to go higher than 40%, but stay with me, y'all. Stay with me. I want to make sure, I want to see Marcus and Shanae when I'm talking about this, fellas. Put them up. I got the orange and blue skies. We ain't going nowhere. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The Indiana Pacers scared the living hell out of me. They ain't going to miss shots like Boston did. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. They're going to make shots, and the New York Knicks are going to have to be better offensively in order to beat the Indiana Pacers. I'm picking the Knicks to win this series. Make no mistake about that, because I don't think back-to-back years in a Game 7, they're going down at the Garden. I refuse to believe that. But I think this series is going to go 7 games. Indiana should scare people for another reason. They've said nothing. All this noise that New York has been making. Have you noticed how quiet the Indiana Pacers have been? This is not what they usually do. But you know what? They know what they can do. They know how lethal and how big time they can be. And I think they're going to be ready, and this is going to be an epic series. But the Garden is the Garden. As Shanae pointed out, there is a different flavor, a different vibe that forces the opposition at times to shrink, okay? And I believe that is what is going to happen in this series when it counts most. And then if I have my druthers, I'm not picking the series yet, but I'm just telling you what I would fantasize about. I'm not going to even say the team. Ant-Man at the Garden with a championship on the line. I believe Anthony Edwards to be Jordan-esque. Not Jordan, but Jordan-esque. How he plays, the vibe and the fervor with which he brings to the game, the athleticism, the shot, leading three-point shooter in basketball. When you talk about box office, the Garden is one thing. And I own OKC. I'm looking forward to going out to OKC, and that fan base is going to be rabid and loud, and I get all of that. But you, the Garden?
You tipped us off to who you want, Stephen A. I know you want to keep it a secret, but I think we're picking up what you're putting down.
But Ant-Man?
We know.
At the Garden? Oh, my Lord.
Stephen A., so you give your Knicks a 40% chance.
40%
but my question is, this is the most important question. Where is your anxiety? Because last week, it was at an 8 out of 10. Hopefully, we're at like a 5.
Yeah, we're about 5.
Okay, good.
Is that before the first game, or that's just where you're starting at right now?
That was him.
That's where I'm starting at right now. Hold on.
We're at 5.
In case you didn't know, it's fluid. You understand? It's at a 5 now. It could go up or it could go down. It's a serious move. But as of right now, it's fluid. It's at a 5.
When's the game? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
It'll be back at an 8 by Wednesday. It'll be back. Sure. Look, I agree with you, Stephen A. Like, the Pacers are, by the eye test, probably one of the scariest teams because they have the best offense right now of the remaining playoff teams. They're clicking on all cylinders. And also, we just witnessed a postseason where Tyrese Halliburton, he's on one. He's literally on one. I know we know the song, like, what the hell, all that type of stuff. Yeah. Like, you're in the song because you've got it going on. And if you saw him in isolation, clutch time down the stretch, he's not afraid of the moment. He actually likes to slay giants too. We saw him take down, Giannis with that isolation one-on-one. We saw what he was able to do late in game versus the Cavs once again. You see him get to the rim, you see him knock down threes. Even in games where his shot is not necessarily falling, when he has the ball in his hands with a chance to win, that is a very, very scary sight, which is why I'm excited to see what he does in the Garden. But overall, this team, like you said, their supporting cast, it's almost like they elevate. Since January 1, I think they've had a similar record to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, that's how good, that's how well they have been balling. So I'm looking at the Pacers. I'm not surprised if people take the Pacers in this series. I do think in the playoffs, the game slows down. It's a little bit more of a grind. I think the Knicks, they're graduating. I still have the Knicks in six because I saw what that did for me, you know, last week. But it will not be easy. It could easily go to seven.
Five. Marcus, where are you on this?
I'm definitely leaning towards the Knicks, but I got to go back to what SA said in the beginning about, like, just flying under the radar. Like, the Pacers have, like, even to beat the Milwaukee Bucks without Dame is really hard because you still have to control Giannis, right? And then to actually get out of the series with Cleveland, I thought that was very impressive. Like, I had Cleveland going to the Eastern Conference Finals from the beginning of the year, from the trade deadline when they got DeAndre Hunter. I thought that would really change the dynamic of this team and get them over the hump. What Indiana did was very impressive. I got to give it to the team aspect of, like, moving the ball, everybody buying into the system. Like, I love seeing that, right, where guys can just elevate their game in a certain system that is not, like, predicated to just one or two players. Like, this is a system, and Tyrese Haliburton is the best catalyst you can have to holding the ball, having the ball down, up, moving it around, getting guys with way more confidence, playing to another level. Like, I love what he's doing in Indiana, and, like, Just the swagger of Indiana. Like, I would love to be on a team where everybody's counting us out. Like, we have nothing to lose. I feel like they're playing with house money, and they're doing a really good job.
You think everyone's counting?
Well, hold on. Yeah. That's where I want to go.
Almost certain.
I don't think they're being counted out. I don't think they're being counted out.
Under the radar, I wouldn't say counted out, but I don't think that a lot of people have Indiana winning this series. Like, if you would put this on paper and you push it ahead and you say Indiana Knicks,
people would probably say, based off of the paper and the eye test, with how they performed, it's Pacers.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You think so?
And the reason I went, like, we've just starting to see a different, like, level of Hollenberg as far as, like, being an ISO scorer at the end of the games and being able to put the games away. Like, Jalen Brunson is the guy, right? Like, he's been doing that the entire season. And in these playoffs and going down to the wire, you need to have a guy that can get it from three different levels. And he's probably the only guy in this series that can go to three different levels and get a bucket.
Well, let me help.
Really quick, Stephen, my question then is, based off of what they were able to do in a short amount of time, do you think their team is probably playing better versus the Knicks they still have a potential to reach? Because I think the Knicks have another level if they get a consistent Karl Anthony Towns, if OG Anunoby is not going from 0 and 6 points to 20. Like, if they reach that potential, I think the Pacers are already playing peak.
Jack, and that's the part. Like, the Knicks still can play better, and that's the scary part. Like, I got the Knicks in. I don't know when they're going to win it, but I still go down to being able to have a guy that can get a bucket from all three levels when it's time to get one.
Stephen A., are you Knicks too?
Seven. Let me help you out here. Let me help you out here. First of all, nobody's underestimating the Indiana Pacers. What we're doing, Marcus, is revealing our preference. Folks would rather be in New York than Indiana. That's what that's about, okay? We all know that the Indiana Pacers have a shot, have a very legitimate shot. This is a 50-50 series right here. And let me tell you why. One of the biggest elements, you can look at a guy like Miles Turner and others, and you see their depth as well, right? You see cats that can step away from the basket and shoot jump shots, all right? So that helps. Then you've got bench production. Indiana's bench in this postseason has been...